Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building
a life. For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
All right, places, please. The Daily Mix Show is on deck. Guitars plugged in. Ready to go? Chickens?
They're a-clucking.
Other animals? And action!
This is the Daily Mix Show on The Rock with Taryn Daly and Steve Miggs.
While listening to the Daily Mix Show, please refrain from any unnecessary finger gesturing.
99.9 KISW.
Oh, team today.
KISW all day today. We have officially rebranded for one day to celebrate the greatness that is our Seattle Mariners.
We legitimately picked the greatest day to rebrand our radio station to KISW after last night.
That was so fantastic. I'm very excited too because tonight I go out to dinner with a group of girlfriends once a month and
ladies night.
We were all set to go check out this cool new cocktail bar. Mm. We have pivoted and we are going to the pub because we got to watch the Mariners tonight. We got to watch the Seahawks tonight. It's a very big day.
It is weird thinking, like, usually I'm just like, oh, I can't wait to watch the Seahawks game, but I'm more just fired up about seeing the Mariners hopefully win another hungover game.
Oh, my God. Did you see that picture of Cal double-fisting?
Yes.
That was amazing.
It's two straight days of him double-fisting.
Oh, he's the best.
He's living the best life. Oh. The whole team is. They're just getting wasted. And I thought for sure, we'll talk more about it, I'm sure, but, like, I'm thinking, this is going to be a rough game for them. They probably were partying all night long. In fact, I was texting with Adam Ray, who's a great comic, and he's friends with a lot of the Mariners players. And he's like, well, I was up till the wee hours of the morning. And I'm like, oh, I bet the team was too, if he was, or some of them. Man, they need to be hung over more because they just... I almost cursed. I mean, it was freaking amazing.
It was freaking amazing.
Yeah.
KISW all day today. Let's get into the Daily Migs download.
Knowledge is power. So give us five-ish minutes, and we'll give you some interesting stuff you can talk about at work. This is the Daily Migs download.
A.K.A. the DMD.
Here's your daily dose of doings happening in the world.
And the DMD is brought to you by Palace Line. Yep, today is Big Dumper Day. It's KISW here on the Big Dumper of Seattle. 29.9, I don't know.
Yes, that too.
Reason why it is because, last night, the Mariners, they did it.
Here comes the 1-2. Ball game! The Mariners win! Seattle, you've waited long enough.
Yeah.
It's time to party like it's 2001. The Mariners.
First of all, I want to party like it's 2025 because 2001 was awesome, but they didn't win the World Series in 2001.
No, they did not.
So let's party like it's 2025.
The Mariners are the 2025 American League West champions.
Oh, man. They ended up beating the Rockies 9-2. I mean, this game was over in the first inning. Danny and I, we were hanging out over at the Tom's Watch Bar. Yeah. They had the Mariners game on big screen, before we went to the Lincoln Park show last night at Climate Pledge Arena. And, I mean, the game just started, and boom, 59.
Pitch to Cal. Fly ball! Watch it fly!
Who the hell are those guys?
Never heard of them.
No.
And how many have hit one up there?
Dude, that was a monster bomb.
Big dumper and an upper decker.
Oh, my goodness. And then number 60, we got to listen to the... The crowd is chanting MVP. He steps up to the plate, and then this happens.
40,000 chanting MVP. Climb on the right field, number 60! A catcher has hit 60 home runs!
I'm like gonna cry.
I was gonna say, can you easily look at Taryn's eyes right now? She's about to cry.
I got goosebumps.
So amazing.
Your MVP moment, Cal Raleigh.
Oh, man, I would have loved to have been at that game. It was rocking.
Oh, my dad went to the game. He ended up going out to celebrate on the town last night and didn't get home until after 12:30. My dad is 72 years old.
I freaking love that. I wish I would have known. Danny and I would have met up with him after the Lincoln Park show.
Just getting wild out there with all the Mariners fans. This town is exploding right now.
How funny would it have been if Taryn shows up and there's the three of us, like asleep on the couch in our production spot. It's me, you, and the national treasure.
I would believe it.
Oh, my goodness. It was just so great. And let's not also forget, Luis Castillo pitched like his best game of the season. It's a very good time for him to get hot because he's been pitching really well recently, and you want that kind of pitching strength going into the postseason. And if they win tonight, that means they get a first-round bye.
Oh, my gosh.
I mean, they'll have home field advantage in the American League Divisional Series. So they need to win tonight, or Cleveland needs to lose. I mean, not just tonight. They still have another series against the Dodgers. So the chances are looking very freaking good. Let's go, Mariners.
Then after the game, Dan Wilson, our manager, was speaking to the fans.
And you guys have been there every step of the way. Thank you for turning T-Mobile into one of the loudest ballparks in this league. But the credit goes to these guys. They fought hard. They fought strong. Yeah. And we got a lot of more fun baseball ahead of us, so stay with us.
Also, I just love the visual because while he's doing it, he's holding the trident. And I'm like, this is just the most cool-looking visual. Also, when Cal hit that home run, number 60, as he's going, I don't know if you saw the video of it, but as he's going into the dugout, you see the Mariner Moose standing over on the dugout, and he's just flexing. Like, this team is having the best time.
Well, a lot of people might recall what happened on Tuesday night after the game when Cal said a little F-bomb on TV.
Might as well go win the whole f***ing thing.
Yep.
And then what happened last night? He did it again.
I think last night what I kept hearing from everybody on this team was we got more work to do, and it seems like this team was just even more focused tonight.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I think most people heard what I said last night, you know, might as well win the whole f***ing thing.
Listen to that crowd.
Naughty
Cal. Andy was a great head. Plus, at that point, they've already doused him twice with, like, the Gatorade and all that kind of stuff. It was just a great night last night. We'll be talking to Gary Hill Jr. this morning, Mariners broadcaster at 9 in the morning. And all morning long, we'll be celebrating Cal Raleigh as it is Cal ISW here on The Rock. As far as weather, 64 degrees, going to be a cloudy day today. The Mariners are back at it tonight. They're going to be taking on the Colorado Rockies one more time at T-Mobile Park. The DMD is brought to you by Snoqualmie Casino and Hotel, and that's what's up.
The Daily Mix Show.
We are just a few days away from the Making Strides Against Breast Cancer Walk that's taking place in Seattle, down on the pier. And KISW has a team for, I don't even know how many years now. It's such a wonderful thing we get to do for Breast Cancer Awareness Month. You can join our team or make a donation at KISW.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Last night was an absolute delight. It was one for the history books, Steve Miggs, yes. As our Seattle Mariners broadcast team summed it up best.
This is a night we will be talking about for years to come. A night where the Mariners won the West and where Cal Raleigh hit two home runs to join the 60-homer club. Now just two shy of tying an all-time American League record.
The T-Mobile Park was just rocking, listening to... It's the one time in my life that I actually enjoyed hearing Journey.
Oh, look at you, a big Journey fan now.
Oh, the biggest. I love them. I bought their T-shirt last night.
Oh, God. Well, before the game even started, something really cool happened on a local level. Standard High School's Jazz Ensemble was invited to perform the national anthem, and their teacher, Eric Ronning, is with us this morning. Eric, how are you this morning?
Eric?
He'll be there. Yeah, there we go.
Eric!
Eric, how was it last night?
Oh, unreal. I mean, it was an absolute... It was mayhem. It was amazing. It was off the charts. All right. Incredible.
So, first of all, congratulations that you and your school got to do something as awesome as that. Could you paint a picture of what it's like to be on the field? I mean, at that moment, it's probably got to be like a fever pitch because the game hasn't started yet. The place is packed. We know that if the Mariners win... last night, or at that point, you don't know for sure, but you know if they do win, they're going to clinch the AL West. It had to have been electric.
It was an absolutely electric night. You know, hopefully you can understand me at all. I had a little sore throat going in, I think, and now this morning there's not much left.
But, a lot of screaming.
You sound fine.
Yeah, we're great. We had to give it up for the team, right? Yeah, there it is. It was just an amazing experience. You know, think about musicians that probably spend their entire lives and careers never having an opportunity to perform for a crowd as large as 40,000 plus people. And those kids are down there in the middle of that. And just what a great experience for them to be out there and have that opportunity. The place was electric. It was a buzzing in there. It was amazing.
Do you think you like a motivational speech to the kids before they even go out there? Did they realize like, hey, you're about to perform in front of 40,000 people. No big deal. No pressure.
Yeah. You know, honestly, you have to do the opposite. You have to calm them down and remember they're there for a job, just like everybody's there for a job, and just be focused on knowing what you need to do and knowing what you're prepared to do. If you hype them up too much in that direction, I think it could go sideways.
Especially that tuba player. You know, he's always crazy.
We're chatting with Eric Ronning, who is a teacher at Standard High School, the jazz ensemble teacher. And out of curiosity, how did the Standard High School ensemble get chosen for this in the first place?
Well, you know, it's been many years. I've been teaching for a number of years, and it was a number of years ago that I just looked up how to do it, and I auditioned, went through an audition process to go through that, get that opportunity. We did that for a few years in a row, auditioned every year over and over and kept doing it. And then after a while, you know, you establish a relationship with some of the people there. And we just kind of talked as the year comes along. And we're fortunate enough that they have offered us dates to do this as we go. So this was actually scheduled back in June. And when I looked at the calendar and we said yes to the day, I looked at the calendar and I thought, this is right after that Houston series at the end of the series, at the end of the season. This could be an absolute gem of a game. Turned out, historic gem.
Yeah, you could go one or two ways that early in the year when you're thinking about it. Like, oh, this could be a game where nobody's there because the team's just done. Or, like you said, I mean, we have one of the more magical moments for this team when you're clinching the AL West. I was curious then, does the team say, hey, did they chat with you beforehand and say, hey, look, let's say I get crazy and do anything out there for the national anthem? Because sometimes people try and like change it up or do certain things? Was there any kind of like conversation with them, or they're just like, oh, we trust you, go out there and just do a great job?
You know, a few years ago it was that conversation. Let's make sure this is, you know, something that is done more straight ahead as an arrangement. It's an arrangement I put together, the song, years ago, and I purposely made it that way to make it really highlight that, you know, the appropriateness of that. Sometimes the anthem can go more performative rather than respectful, you know, and it can go that way. And so that's something that they actually talked about with me years ago. And so at this point, I think that's a trust. The person that we were working with as we did the audition said that was great. Nice. Not the audition. Sorry. The run through. They said that was great. It was 1:17, just as it should be.
Yeah, we don't need a 5-minute national anthem.
Right.
And Eric, what time did you guys end up getting home last night after the game?
Well, after 11, you know how that goes.
Did the kids get the day off today, or are they going to school this morning?
Everybody's heading in. Yeah,
of course you got to go to school. They got to go and brag about this. I mean, you don't pass up this
moment.
Eric, do you try and twist a couple arms over at the Mariners organization? Hey, look, we played. They clinched the AL West. I think we're your good luck charm.
You know, I think I should call them today and let them know that we're available for the playoffs. If there's, you know, if it's a game 7 or something, and they need that win, they could give us that call.
Eric Ronning, thank you so much for chatting with us. Go Mariners.
Go Mariners. Thanks a lot for having me on.
And go Stanwood High.
That's right. Go Spartans.
The Daily Mix Show.
Are you a huge Mariners fan? If so, we would love for you to call right now because we want to put you to the test. And the number is 206-803-ROCK. If you're a Mariners fan, call now and we'll chat with you after Red Hot Chili Peppers. Today, we are CalISW. And this is such an exciting time. This is definitely our year, right, Steve?
I know we talked about it yesterday, how this team just feels different than past teams and past seasons, and I even heard the broadcasters bring that up as well. I do think this is our year.
Obviously, a huge part of that, the lore of Cal Raleigh, and it continues. He's been breaking all sorts of records all season long and also dropping F-bombs along the way.
He's been breaking FCC rules as well.
You know, I think most people heard what I said last night, you know, might as well win the whole f***ing thing.
And then Andrew Menton from Root Sports reaction to it is great, especially this groan.
All right, Aaron, back up to you. Naughty, naughty Cal. Naughty Cal.
Naughty Cal.
Bad boy.
Yeah.
So, Migs, now you want to put some Mariners fans to the test.
I do, with a game called Big Dumper. Or Big Fibber.
All right, we have Drew from Issaquah on the phone. What's up, Drew?
Good morning.
How are you? How are you feeling about the Mariners right now?
All the way, baby. Let's freaking go.
So we found some interesting facts about our favorite Mariner, Cal Raleigh, and we wanted to see if you could tell us whether or not you think this fact is true or false. Are you ready to play?
I'm ready.
All right. So Big Dumper's nickname. He's widely known as Big Dumper, a nod to his powerful lower half and big-time home run power. Do you think that's true or false?
That's very true.
Okay. We figured we'd start with an easy one. All right, next one. Cal Raleigh's current walk-up song is Money for Nothing by Dire Straits, but in some games, he has also used this song, Baby Got Back by Sir Mix-a-Lot. Do you think that's true or not?
Oh, let's go true.
Oh, wow. All right, let's do one more for you. Cal Raleigh went with number 29 because the Mariners refused to let him wear the number 69 that he wore in high school and college.
Let's go false.
You're right. Even though he seems like the type of guy that would rock a 69, he never wore number 69 that we know of.
Nice work, Drew. Now let's bring in Zach from Burien to the mix. Good morning, Zach.
Hey, good morning.
Zach, how you feeling about the Mariners?
Oh, very excited. Very exciting times. I think we're going to go all the way.
Where were you watching the game last night?
From home.
Okay. All right, here's your Cal Raleigh fact that you have to tell us whether or not it's Big Dumper or a Big Fibber. Cal Raleigh's family, including his dad, Todd Raleigh, who was at the game yesterday, he was a former college baseball head coach.
True.
Next one. Cal Raleigh is a switch-hitting catcher. He's known as one of the rare Major League Baseball catchers who's a switch-hitter batting both left and right-handed.
That's true. He's incredible.
Dude, it's insane. I mean, The fact that he has 60 home runs as a switch hitter is just great. Mm. All right, here's another one.
I can't even write with my left hand, so. No.
Me either, and I'm a lefty.
Right.
All right, how about this one? Cal once secretly dressed as the Mariners mascot, the Mariner Moose, because he lost a bet with Brian Wu at spring training.
Oh, that sounds like a fun thing. I'd say true.
Wrong.
Oh!
Again, he might have. We just don't have any proof he did.
That's true.
The Daily Mix Show.
Do you think that you could beat Steve Miggs? I'd love to see it this morning. 303 is his number of wins, 95 losses, 84 ties in 2025. Call 206-803-ROCK. If you would like to play Beat Miggs at 650.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.